USA Radio News.
Three students are dead and six others are wounded after officials say a 15-year-old shooter opened fire at Oxford High School in Michigan on Tuesday. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe said the 15-year-old shooter is in custody. A student named Aiden spoke to WXYZ.
Class was about to start, and my teacher was walking in, and we heard loud bangs, and we closed the door, locked it, barricaded, and then we heard the announcement.
A state police lieutenant said he believes this is the first active school shooter situation in Michigan in four decades. The much-anticipated trial of accused Jeffrey Epstein recruiter Ghislaine Maxwell got underway Tuesday. It marked a full day of testimony after the prosecution and defense delivered opening statements. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Early Omicron cases in Africa are not requiring hospitalizations.
The South African doctor at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was on CNN Monday night, relaying what she knows about the Omicron. Dr. Angelique Coetzee.
The public needs to understand what we currently are seeing. It's very early days, but the majority of what we are presenting to primary healthcare practitioners are extremely mild cases, so mild to moderate. So these patients, means they don't need to be hospitalized for now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Three federal appellate judges appear likely to reject Donald Trump's effort to block January 6th investigators from obtaining his White House records. It's a potential boost for lawmakers hoping to reveal the former president's actions as a handful of people made their way into the Capitol building. And prices for Christmas trees are up 20%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A Santa shortage is hitting the country.
Christmas trees are not the only thing in short supply for the Christmas season, as the demand for Santas is outweighing the supply. Head elf at HireSanta.com, Mitch Allen joins Fox News and explains that COVID-19 is a huge reason behind the shortage.
COVID still exists, and as you can imagine, our Santa Claus entertainers are at a high risk for a negative outcome if they get COVID. So a number are sitting out again this year. And unfortunately, we lost a number of Santa Claus entertainers just this year. Alone, 335 that we're aware of had passed away due to COVID.
Allen says his website has seen a 121% increase in people seeking Santas and has been turning down requests since the first week of November. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Author Alice Siebold has apologized to the man who was exonerated last week in the 1981 rape that was the basis for her memoir, Lucky. Siebold said Tuesday she struggled with the role she unwittingly played in a system that sent an innocent man to jail. Authorities determined there were serious flaws in the prosecution of Anthony Broadwater. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered all National Guard and Reserve Service members to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or face loss of pay. This according to a memo released Tuesday. He said they'll also be barred from federally funded drills and training required to maintain their guard status. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.